Okay. Welcome, friends, and to the chapel. We're honored to have you. And if I haven't had a chance to say hi, I'm Pastor Bill. Thanks for being here. This is our Christmas hymn sing service. So if you like Christmas hymns, this is great. If you don't, too bad. We're singing a lot of Christmas hymns today. So reading through the prophecies of Isaiah that point to the promise of Jesus. So that's where we're headed. And I want to thank all of our friends and musicians for giving a big chunk of time pulling this together and rehearsing. A couple announcements before we get started. So we have lunch, and it's for everyone. So please stay. About 10 lovely ladies made home-cooked casseroles of a variety of kinds. And we have a dinner salad, so it's going to be a really awesome lunch. So after worship, if you can stay for lunch, that would be great. If you need a ride to the airport or if you need a ride at all this week, I'm so lonely during finals week. So please, if you need to go to Omaha, I would love to take you to Omaha to the airport. So please let me know if you need a ride to the airport. If I can help you in any way, help me not be so bored. Okay, we have a ski trip. I think there are 14 of us signed up already, so there's like six spots left. We can actually increase the group if we need to. It's the 5th through the 8th. It's at Snowy Range. It's $280. That's 2 days of skiing with full rental, okay, and food. So please let me know, okay, because I want to fill the two vans that we have up. January 16th, it's a long time away, but that's our next worship here. I'll be posting where I'm going to go to church throughout break. And so if you want to join me, I would love to pick you up and bring you with my family and do that. But we're not going to have worship here until January 16th, okay? And I think that's it. All right, so let's begin with a prayer. Lord Jesus, you have created music. You have created melody and poetry and all things that are beautiful. And if there's anything that we can define Christmas hymns that glorify you and the promise that we have in you, Lord Jesus, is that these are beautiful works of art. So, Lord, as we sing, help our words match our heart. Help us to give glory to you. Help us to concentrate on the meaning of the words and the promises of the words so that we walk away this morning encouraged, knowing that you are a God who makes promises and you are a God who keeps promises in Jesus Christ. We pray this in your name. Amen. Okay, so it's part of our tradition here. We do it every Sunday. You meet somebody, say hi to somebody new. For those of us who are introverts, it's pretty agonizing. But pick somebody near you. Here it is. We just say hi, learn somebody's name, and you only have like 30 seconds, 40 seconds. So do this. And then what is one of your favorite Christmas traditions? Okay, stay standing after you're done, and we'll have our invocation. Ready? And so we begin our time together under God's name. So we're in this moment of invocation called the word calling upon. We're calling upon the name of God to fill this room, to fill this space, to fill our hearts. And so we begin in the name of our God, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Seven 700 years before the birth of Jesus, the prophet Micah pinpoints the birthplace of the coming Savior. So this reading is from Micah 5, verse 2 through 4. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord and the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth.
Still we see thee lie.
Please be seated. In 740 BC, King Uzziah dies, and God calls Isaiah to be his prophet. The mighty Assyrian army is sweeping west. War with God's people is imminent. Instead of trusting God, Israel looks to other nations for help. Israel's priests and leaders reject God's commands, become rich, and exploit the poor and powerless. God is angry. Isaiah warns Israel to repent or be punished. Repentance never comes, but punishment does. But this is not the last word. Hope will come. Deliverance and rescue will happen through a new king whose reign will never end. This morning, mixed within Christmas hymns, we will hear the prophecies of Isaiah that point to Jesus. And we'll have another reading from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 5 through 7. This is what God the Lord says, the creator of the heavens who stretches them out, who spreads out the earth with all that springs from it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness.
Thank you. Sin and error pining till he appeared, and the taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave
Gracious Lord, this song invites us, it demands of us to fall on our knees, to bend low to the King of Kings, to recognize who you are and who we are. And Lord, it seems pretty obvious that all throughout your ministry, when people got close to you and they really knew who you are, they found themselves on their knees. The 10 lepers who get healed and 9 continue on to Jerusalem, but 1 returns and 1 falls to his knees in thanksgiving. The woman who's caught in adultery and she's forced on her knees because of people wanting to stone her, and yet on her knees she receives hope and forgiveness. The one woman who comes and crashes the party right before you're crucified and she's anointing your feet with her tears and her hair, and she finds herself in such a great place on her knees. And then there's the soldiers who come to arrest you in the garden, and they don't want to be on their knees, but when you say, "I am he," they're forced on their knees. And Mary, we can't forget her. She's the one who finds you at the open tomb, at the empty grave, and when she realizes that you're not a gardener, but you're the King of Kings and you're the Lord of life and you have conquered death, where do we find her? We find her on her knees clinging to you. And so, Lord, over and over and over again, when people get close to you and they know you, they're on their knees. Lord, help us to be a people who know frequently the position of being on our knees. If there's one thing that all of these people have in common, they know how much they need you. Lord, may we need you. We need you as Savior. We need you every day for forgiveness. We need you hope. We need you to make sense out of our lives, to give structure and order. We need you to realize that we have meaning, and it's not in our stuff. It's not in our careers. It's not in other people. It's not in other ways of receiving affirmation. Our hope is in you, Lord, and we need you. And so we confess all of the times when we fail to be on our knees. But as we go the rest of this week through finals and through the rest of this Christmas break, Lord, just help us to be mindful of that, of being on our knees in joy and gratitude of your unfailing love for all of us. We pray this in your name, our Savior and Lord. Amen. A reading from Isaiah.
King Ahaz is surrounded by mighty armies. He wants to make a treaty to save his own life and to become a slave state to his enemies. God tells Isaiah no. God promises to deliver. To help Ahaz trust in this promise, Isaiah offers a miracle to build confidence in that moment and ultimately point to Jesus. From Isaiah chapter 7, verse 10 through 14, again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear now, you house of David. Is it not enough to try the patience of humans? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." God's people, once described as a mighty tree planted near a stream, have abandoned God. The Assyrian and Babylonian armies will invade and hack at this tree and leave only a mangled stump. But all is not lost, because out of that seemingly dead stump comes a tiny shoot of life. Jesus, who is a direct descendant of the family of Jesse. From Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 through 5, A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt and faithfulness the sash around his waist. And now a reading from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2 through 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Thank you.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7 through 10. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, "Your God reigns." Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices, together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations. And all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God.
Thank you.
Gracious Lord, the world now inhabits of your joy. You have filled fields and rocks and floods and plains. All creation sings in the song of your joy. And so, Lord, we go from this place. We are people of joy. Yes, for sure, we have problems. Yes, for sure, we have setbacks. Yes, for sure, every single day, we are in the need of forgiveness. But because of who you are, Lord Jesus, the Emmanuel, the one who came and lived among us, the one who died for our sin, gave us life and life eternal, we are people of joy. And so even in our struggles, we look to you, Lord, as the source of our joy. We know that all is not lost because you have won the victory for us. And so, Lord, may we go from this place having sung hymns that have expanded decades of writing and lyrics and tunes that are set. We sing the hymns that the church has sung for so many years because they are true. And they point all to you, Lord Jesus. We pray this in your holy name, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. I certainly hope you can stay for lunch. Please stay for lunch if you can. Have a great day, everyone. Thank you.